Shir Ayin Beis Masechta Shabbos by the Rosh Hashiva. Shir Yudalad in Perek Matzniyah by the Rosh Hashiva continued. Tesvav of Talmud, Etav Shem Mem Ches, June 30th, 1988, on Thursday continued.
The snake, poisonous snake, the God snake, which is not poisonous. So now it's not poisonous, so it's not a funny situation. But it's not to involve a lot of tzar anyway. So it's another way. So when you say, according to the Roma, before you are allowed to kill an ox, according to the Roma, you're not allowed to kill an ox. Pekach Nefesh is only an akor. An ox is not Pekach Nefesh. They involve tzar. But according to Rav Shimon, why is Rosh Hashanah before? Why is Rosh Hashanah? The answer is, when they were made from Shomek in the Mishkan, they did it in order to use the Baruch Hashem. When they killed the Choshin, they killed the lambs, the Eilim. So they killed it in order to use the Eilim, the hides of the Tchoshim, the hides of the but not to prevent an injury. So it's not done for the same purpose as it was done. Mishkana is not very fun, but if a gumo bin to a rapro, why is that more than three? Because Mishko is a gumo bin to a rapro, or a little rache. Now, the Zohar begins. The Gemara says in the first period that if Izav goes out in the Rosh Rabbi with the kids and his Zavia, in order that his Godin should not be stained, so it's in the locha shemitzrich ha-lubuch. Yizot piki shall be found for Caleb, ha-bein yitzorich ha-lubuchbo, shemitzorich le-kisatzmei. So what? In the Mishkan, when they were made to chapotzim, they were made to chapotzim for the purpose of using the chapotzim, not for the purpose of preventing staining of Godin. So Mele, if the purpose is to prevent staining of Godin, so Mele it's in Lo Hashem. Then Tesla says, a big Chidesh, I think that most of Hashem Achim can say this, but Filo Rines Rieso for Yichin, Yitzor Hakis, Mikol Mokim, Yitzor Yitzor So, in the case where the Zav takes out the keys in order to prevent the Tinukab Godin, then of course it's the more of the Rashi's in the first period that's lost. So that it's not a controversial thing. But they say something that is very controversial. Many of the Shayni Machir, not a lot of Hashbois. I think that most of Shem Achim, Teitzvah says, even when he's made the keys in order to count the bigas, in other words, because he's out, so has to count Zayin Kim, when he's Zayin Kim, so he has to make a bigge, and every day he has to make a bigge like he's open, he has to make a bigge every day and see that it's green. So there it's a positive purpose. He's using the keys. In other words, the keys will, his mishtamish of the keys, it will determine as to whether he's green or he's not green. So it's also a law of conservation. It's also, why? Well, this is a bit foolish. He says, the Mikolo can be told when he told you to do a name sadly Yosef Bechato. Because true, he's sorry to the keys. He has a positive purpose in the keys. The keys will determine something. He'll test. But it's not necessary to carry out the keys outside. He, in other words, he had to do it even if he stayed home. It's tremendous freedom. That means according to taste that if somebody carries a handkerchief in his pocket, it's a loss in Zahir. He needs a handkerchief to wipe his nose. But suppose he stays home, he doesn't go outside, he still needs the same handkerchief. Unless, you know, sometimes when the weather is very windy, so you have to use the handkerchief many more times. But if it's not windy, so there is no extra need in a handkerchief just because he goes outside. If he stayed home, he will need the same handkerchief. So according to tasteless, carrying the handkerchief ordinarily is a block. It's a little bit more. But I remember the Ramban, I know it's like Ramban, the Rajpo, the Ram, a chilik condition.
That's the sense. The good thing is I have to want to carry the papers from here to there. But I want the papers in another way.
But if the same chilik is needed in the place where I sit, let's say the keys of Yizar or handkerchief, some melee is in law. So why? Because in the Mishkan, when they carried Chafotzin, so they carried Chafotzin because they needed it in other place. And if it had remained in that place, they wouldn't be able to use it. It's a big chiddush. Tachaname Sagale Yossi Bichai Duch. Now, let's say somebody carries out an umbrella. Well, an umbrella is another shiloh. Being an also, but I mean, as far as the tzuyah and Shabbos, so because of that, it's a problem in Mayomden. But he carries out an umbrella, so then he doesn't need the umbrella if he stayed home. He needs the umbrella only when he goes outside. So that's a lochatzuyah. But the keys, he needs that keys for the same purpose even if he stayed outside. Then again, Mechabed Achlet, Elisuk B'Rabim, Uchosar Anir, Malachemen, Malachsila, Malachemes, Kvo, Im Tzrichan Gupon, Shebe Mishkan Lohoyo Kibu Erlas, Bechomen Mishkan Zeh, Umisaktin, Al Yad Kibu Zeh, Shiyorim, Lilechas Atzir, Bekibu, Kibu, 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 now he's supposed to say, and what he did, Chabes Haneir, Kidei Shemishon, or Kidei Chosaneir, Chosla Shemen, not Lahabes Haneir, not Lasis Behom, so it's Lachon Tzolibu, why is it Lachon Tzolibu? The answer is the Mishkan, why were they Chabek Achmes? In order to preserve the fuel. To preserve the fuel, they were never mechabim the Mishkan in order to save the Neyar, to save the Shemen. In the Mishkan, the sole purpose in keeping was to preserve the fuel. So mainly for any other purpose, it's in law. Then he says, the Chesisel must lead me. Namel Machayv Rav Shimon Boye Shetitzid Ruha Leguf Elo Higim Shesei Seyar Masisake Yeza Mashay Rekhim Higim Shabin and Achen Tegim. Now here Tesis mentions an additional point, and that again is based upon the fact that we learn how to finish Mikalkul is Dugna Kom to everybody. So Mikalkon is not the Melachis Machshavos. The beauty is also made it that Mikalkon is Ptum. But insofar as the general din of Mikalkon is concerned, Tzitzel is Mikalkon. But there is Aloche, Mikalkon is the Sakim is Chayim. But, so here there is a difference between Rabin and Rabshin. According to Rabbi Yudeh, that there is no aloha, aloha, before, so then if somebody will be called on Nasi Sake, even though the tikkun will not make it better than it was originally before the Gilbo, so it will still be high. It's the high. But according to the Shimon, the Lord is a different spot there. So then, the Lechas Gilbo, like say, will only be higher if the tikkun will make it better than it was originally before the Gilbo. Before the Gilbo. So, he says, the Chinzisa must even examine the Chayim HaPhinen, the various Yisrael before, Elof Chinzisa must be Sati, Yisa Mashayi before, Pidein Shabin and Achim, Teitin Orishi, Pidimucha Bishmai, Yichosra Neya, the Chinzisa Mese, the Chinzisa Mese, the Chinzisa Mese, the Chinzisa Mese, so it's coming before. So the Gemara says in Bergeri that according to the Yude, so Kireya Kiri, when Amunas Nivir Merim Sain Shit Beitz is high. Like this, according to the Shem, except the Rambam, so even though Yosef Nachas Korach in Yisrael, but you hear the fact that he is called for himself, he had picked himself. So to outburst some male, even though he was in the Hasmukhiyat, so he still considered himself. But if internally he's come, and it just makes a show, you know, for the device that he's excited in order to discipline them, then he's not recalcitrant, but only a little bit of Jude. But a little bit of Shimonite. Why? Because according to Reb Shimon, so there has to be a tikkun in the Heftze that will make it better than it was before the Kilbo. Now, when he tears the Bele, so does he achieve a better Bele as a result of being Kireya? No. And then Tesis here says that Kireya al-Mesi is also a Sefer. Kireya al-Mesi, even though he kindly meets it, but he doesn't make the Beget any better. He's the kindly meets it. So he accomplishes something for himself, but in the Beget he doesn't improve, so mainly it's also in Lachan Tzorim. The Bach says, here the Bitzad, I'm the very greater in the Kirei of the Beis, because there Tetzke says that Kirei al-Meise, since he's Mekayim, with the Kirei, the Mitzvah, with the Kirei, he's Mekayim, the Mitzvah's Kirei, so then he's Chayev in a little bit of Kirei. So that way, this Tetzke does not recall that the Tetzke is Kirei of the Beis. So maybe even if somebody places a tailor, in order to be kind of himself, this a tailor is also high. But in the Mishkan, they won't make a chayfetz in order that the person should be mishtamshet, that they are made a chafotzi in order to be misakin the chayfetz itself. So it's not being the Mishkan. So why should one be higher when it's made his vatora? Just to be met, he should be high only when this is a certain magia, so to be the Mishkan. So he says, no, here we doesn't have to be mami to be the Mishkan. So he says, after being Mishkan, so I said, the Kalim, the Kalim, die Mechabe, die Sisse, die Grimm ist da, 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 die Die Hode Leitori, Hode Leitori, Hode Leitori, Hode Leitori, Wir haben doch auch die politische Zwölfe zuvor. Haben kein, da haben wir nicht mit Menschen Pirisch, so als Minum Binar, mit Minum Lass, so ein Task, mit Schoen und Bischen. All right, das ist für das die Gemorre, sagt er. But why? Und if she, if it has to be, according to Rapschine, Mamesh, to be a Mischung, the answer is, as I said many times, it doesn't mean that Mamesh be exactly like the religion. Only when it's not the way the Mishkan, there is an essential difference. Then we learn how to live. So, in other words, so here, between the Mishkan, it was the Tzera before, not the Tzera before, but the Tzera before. But when he does it, he takes it out, the Tzera buffet, so it's just as important, as significant as the Tzera before. There is no essential difference. So in Mele, it doesn't have to be managed in English.
Yeah,
and so that's this. This pshat is that every melacha has to be determined on the basis where of the way it was So what does Rashi say? Rashi says that Pshat Moshe Tzchol Gufo is because he would have preferred, I mean, I just mentioned Rashi, the way it appears on the surface, because let's say Sod Nochosh Shalom Yishchan, so he doesn't enjoy the fact that he has to be Sod Nochosh. He would have preferred if the Nochosh had been there, he wouldn't have to bother. So it's he's not happy with the fact that he has to be so the nochosh to prevent the nochosh from biting. So as you say, a sikash against Rashi. So the chayim v'tzei v'mabliki pirish chos v'apsilo ha'muvedes po v'tzrihu v'mikol v'shmutso v'kibuze v'loyu v'omrilo ha'vimichale v'hoyu v'chos alay v'yiz b'tzei ha'vimichale v'iskoshe m'iseis al maslidneis mon b'tchilo v'kirei ha'bechamose v'nir me'im sa'in shel v'is v'hose tzorich v'mlocho v'reitzim shel v'ilo. So he says, so it's a kash. Why does the Gemara say that if somebody is gerei habeg, I'm asking you on the name of the base, so it's a loss, it's a loop for the call of the rational of the governments, because he is not happy over the fact, he is not happy over the fact that he has to capture in Ochosh, yeah, or he has to kill in Ochosh. He's not happy, he would have preferred, that if the Ochosh had been there altogether, he wouldn't have to bother in killing in Ochosh, in capturing in Ochosh. So why is Grey almost near me saying to the base and Loch and Sully Gufo? Because here, he's happy over the fact that he is able to discipline them as a family. But then they say, only Mablikum Yichlish is talking in a meaning sense. So in other words, over there he's not happy because he certainly would have preferred, he he certainly would have preferred that the children shouldn't be wild, that the children should behave. So unfortunately, the children have a behavior problem, so he has to show them excitement, and he has to make the appearance that he's excited, that he has an outburst. So he couldn't see that. Namely, when he has a song, the maid said, "He came, not his nose of us, his lapel, he put there." He was saying, "He showed your nose from Halo," and that is considered more true before. And I could ask another question. So then, if somebody carries out the medicine, he should be in the Lord and Tzor before. Let's say penicillin tablets. Because somebody has pneumonia, so he has to take the penicillin tablet. So it's Lord and Tzor before, but if Lord and Tzor is in Lord and Tzor before, he would have been much happier if his child didn't have pneumonia and he wouldn't have to bother and give him penicillin tablets. The answer is, but unfortunately, under the circumstances, that the child has pneumonia, so he's very happy that he can accommodate the child and help the child by giving him a penicillin tablet. So here too, even though he would have been happier, the father would have been happier if the children didn't have the behavior problem, and he wouldn't have to tear the bed. But since, under the circumstances, the children have a problem, they don't behave, and so he's happy that he can improve their character, their behavior, by tearing a baguette. So the question is, so why does the Gemara say that according to Rav Shimon, tearing a baguette, near Meima, and this is the basis of Locha Shitzur Rufa. וכן תיק הבגד קרוע, בצן ישראל קרוע, לצורך לפעול שמה. Now, so we have to understand. So, why does Rashi? So, case that says, Rashi doesn't mean just that anything that the person would enjoy not being forced to do it, so it's wrong, it's wrong. So, you can declare many melachas as Gavin Tzorei Rufa. So in other words, medicine or anything, any medical equipment, I mean anything that you need because Bamesin Arabi, because people are not behaving, so mele should be a locha shenitzricha, a locha shenitzricha Rufa. So what does Rashi mean then? What does Rashi mean? So obviously, I think Rashi means the same thing as the Rambam. Let's see the Rambam. Oh, Rambam. That's a Dalit. I'm a baby. Pierce Lohash in Trial before he made his amess. A few recovery, shamely Hanoi Bitsiosi, the Loy Big Philosophy, Abar Hanoi who are two men, Shinamoya Menem, behind Tiras Lohash, Fidation in Shem, Mitchom Lohash in Trial before, Shaino Elemias Hezek, the Hanoi Batir of the Book of Shom Loh. וכן קיבו הפסילות והגחולים לאילו מלוכו שנצריך על הגופו חוץ מפסילו של הגיד בו שנצורך להדליקו ולרבסו ושהקיבו הוא התיקון בעצמי וכן במחבס הכחל מפחומים אבל הגיטר בריאו שנופו גדענו they were no more you know it was more thing so then he has to pay it more in order to sew it up, so it's higher. I gave a permission of the half a piece of the same race on the fellow from down, he would have been much happier. If it hadn't been more thin. So Your ladies who are king should not flush on. You come up in soil, feel the goof, shall feel a minimum. The Hanto and Lashi, the carcass of him. I think the thrashing means the Rabban's job. When the Rabban, and this is what Rabban means, he doesn't mean Hasi Sholem, I mean the thrashing was there. Because he means people may were tearing the pshat in the Rashi. At all, he uses that lashon that could be mistaken in Rashi. But Rashi says, "B'tzeni lo'isa." So here too, he said the answer is, "Locha atzricha l'gufa," means that if a person has a noyet from the tamla, he's not a fan. So Mele, when somebody is lazy and a pencil tablet because his child has the money, so of course he showed it out as his child has the money, but he's rejoiced over the fact that under the circumstances he can help the child, he can cure the pneumonia by giving him, by being lazy, the pencil tablet. So he's Mele. It doesn't mean he has to be nene in an ideal way, of course. But most of the things that a person does, so he would have been happier if he didn't have to. The person would be happier if he could make a living without working hard, 16 hours a day. But if a person has to work 16 hours a day, so if he's a reasonable person, he should be nene. So in other words, so if the beged was eaten by the moths and he has to sew it up, so then he's nene from the sewing up. He would have been happier if it hadn't been eaten by the moths. But the fact is, we have to take notice of the facts of life. It is eaten up by the moths, so he's nene from the fact that he can sew it up. But let's say, this is a miserable. Can we say, when a person is lazy and less recovering, he has no way? Of course, he doesn't have a way. But doesn't he more say, Borges, Hatim Amitim, Biyavnet Kmir, Hatim Shabin Sriho, Amitim Shabin Kmir, because I would be prepared for a very long time. Could not be put to school as a son. So then, Alphus Reini gave permission to bring them to as his soil, the Chachomimu Amisake. Chachomimu Amisake, Broche Ateva Meid. So, isn't that how it is? Then I'm the circumstances. But there's a big difference between a person who is lazy and a single tablet because he's child. Child who has no idea. So there is, under the circumstances, he's very nene. He's nene, he's happy. And those who brought the Avugi Beit HaTfuah after being unburied for a long time, they were not nene. They have bled. But Chachomim Yisakim Hateva Meidim. Because it comes to you with a relief. It comes to relief. But many of the end, the wrong thing. The wrong thing. So Mele, that's the terrors. And this is Kashi against that. Kashi means the same thing that I'm about. It doesn't mean that's inconceivable, that you can battle every most of the Melochas, most of the things a person does, he would be happy and he didn't have to do. Why have all the job? The answer is, but under the circumstances, he's nene. Under the circumstances that his child has pneumonia and he's lazy, but the little tablet is nene. He's the biggest annoyer under the circumstances. He has to be nene bintzis. Mashainki lazy mesli kofre, even in the case, like Aruge Vita. So, the Chachomim Misakim Nibroche, Hateva Meitin, because it constituted a great relief. But to say or Nene, Chas V'Sholem, it's not Nene just because the Tzar was reduced to a minimum. The pain was very great, inestimable, but it was by being able to bring them before the soil, so the Tzar was reduced to a minimum, but it's not them. So the same thing, so how we can answer the Kasha of Pesach in this Kasha. Kasha said, according to Rashi Pshat, so Jereya, the Bia Meina, and she the Pesach, should be in the Loha, should be in the Loha, should be in the Loha, that's really good, because he is Nene. Why is it different than carrying out? Of course, we could say he would be much happier if his children didn't have the behavior problem. Now they have it, but wouldn't he be much happier if the child didn't have pneumonia? But now the child has pneumonia, so he's happy that he can help the child by taking out a penicillin. So here too, now he would be much happier if the child, the members of the family didn't have a problem, a behavior problem. But now that they have a behavior problem, they don't behave. So he's Nene, that's the discussion. So he's Nene from the fact that by telling the Bayet, he can improve the character of the children. The answer is there is a psalm from the Tzungel Salam. The Tzungel Salam, there was once a Tzungel Salam that there was a certain one in Salam years ago, that was 140 years ago in Salam. So there was a certain one. And he used to hit children. That's a mitzvah. So the Jews of Salam passed the dead Muhammad cannot be done. Because when he hit the children, he did it under circumstances that it's allowed to eat, and he meets it to eat, but he became angry inside. The Mamish was angry when he said, so the king is long fasting, he cannot be around. It's also to be around. Because Hakireya said, Hakireya, killing the Hamasek, only the Rambam says, so Sanach has to have been. But all the other Shirin say, he's in a cow. That's not a story. The answer is, on one hand, he has a temporary satisfaction, but at the same time, he habituates himself to outburst and he destroys himself. He makes himself into a sick person. So the male, but Gemara mentioned about certain Amoraim when only they made an act, it appeared that they were excited. It appeared to the member of the family that the father, the head of the house, was excited, but internally he was calm. So then he's not in the culture. Then he's not in the culture. But this Muhammad, he hid the children when the children had to be slapped. But he was excited. He wasn't calm. He has no right to each other. He has no right to each other. As a matter of fact, it's very unfortunate that there are some rebellion in Shivas. Now it's better, but I remember that my children went to Yaakov Yosef, there were certain rebellion. When they hit the children, first of all, it wasn't Hakun Kalam, it was Makis Pesach sometimes, but that's not the main thing. The Rebbe, when he hit the child, was so excited, he had no right to be according to Ksat of Katsuri's alignment. So he had no right to be in Rabbi. And today, I think there's a children that need this mention also, that the Rebbe has only a right to his child if he's not internally excited. And the excitement is only an act. But if his mom is excited and he's not come internally, he has no issues with the child.
Not just the din of a Rebbe, it's the din of anyone then. It's the father and son too.
Father and son too.
It's the Isser of being tired. It's the career of the Masa.
I mention Rebbe because, fortunately or unfortunately, the fathers don't get each other. They do. But fortunately or unfortunately, so I don't want to say it wrong, but I received complaints of certain abilities of the schools who hit children. Not a coexamor, not a coexamor, more than that. And the main thing is, they become so excited that they don't hit the children with love. They hit the children with anger. And they are not obedient according to the Tzak of the Shulam Salam. They are not allowed to be in the Rambam. That's a story, I mean, the Shulam Salam Kasha. So anyway, so this is the talent. And Tesis Kasha against Kasha. Tesis understood that Kasha doesn't believe that the person who does the Meloche would have preferred not to have to do it, so that's in Lohan's wheelhouse. Everything is in Lohan's wheelhouse. But Tesis understood very well that what Kasha means is what Rabban says. In that word, he's never. Well, it doesn't mean any in the ideal way, in the most wishful way. So, if somebody is needy, he can say that for a child. So, if he's not many in the most wishful way, he would be much happier if he wouldn't have to resort to it. But under the circumstances, he's there. But there is a difference. So he's only in the sake, not in the character. Internally he's calm, 100% calm. And he's not excited. The children think he's excited. But B'tzias, Klapishmai is Gaia. There isn't one iota of excitement. There isn't one iota of excitement. And then it means if he's not excited, there, his heart is rent. The Gemara mentions of certain Amoroim who used the top body, who mere mentions it by saying, these Amoroim, one can be sure that when they did it, they were in pain, but they had to do it. They had to do it. And let's say, like the Chachomim, what we kfure, the Arugi beta. So, can one even have an idea of the pain that overtook them when they fought them to kill himself? But at the same time, they were misaki, Ibrocha Bativa, maybe throughout the generations. But does that mean, Chasu Sholem, that they were happy under the circumstances? Chasu Sholem, ridiculous. Their heart was torn, but they were misaki Ibrocha because it reduced the pain, the inestimable pain to minimum. And the minimum of the inestimable pain was in itself inestimable. So the Misakhe Broche, but they are many. So Mimele it's not considered. So when somebody has a heter to be Kerea, so he has to be in that Madrege, that his heart should be torn, and he's internally tough. He only makes a show, an appearance, he's a good actor, that he's excited. So maybe he's not there, if his heart is torn. That's the parents, and this is Kasha against them. And Kasha means what a Ramban
is. So, Ikka the parents is because Lashon Tzricha Guf means not being done for a positive purpose, it's only being done with a negative kavanah. That the way the Ramban spells it out? not.
You said it.
Not so much from the act that he did, but
the main thing is it's not men.
From the malacha, it's only the shlili that is not. But it's not doing it for the positive.
As a matter of fact, when he's kereya, either you're not in shape, they say, so in a way he bears a resemblance to the kfura, to the kfura that would be better. In other words, it's a relief. It reduces when the father is kereya, the beggar, to the man is the peace. His heart is torn, that he has to be it. He has to resolve such matters. That he has to be an actor, you know, and appear as if he's internally excited. It's a very the most unpleasant thing, but it reduces the problem to me. But he has a prayer, a positive prayer. What kind of prayer? But when he's faithfully begging, that was more people, then he has a positive annoyance. So this is the problem. I think, briefly, Rashi's Shite is just like Rambam.
The Rashi spells out in Laman Aleph by the Eish, but you'd rather not have the Eish to burn it down. All Rashi means is that right now he has no...
That's right.
Taisa didn't understand Rashi like this though. Taisa didn't understand Rashi like this though.
Alright. Now the Mishnah. Hanedil Sephono Zubazu. Oibishinov. Bechin Sare. Bechin Sphone, the Mustang. Bechin Sphone, the Beard. Bechin Agzeles. So, the first thing. A reference to a mice that is not the usual way. The usual way of cutting off nails with scissors, not with the head, not with the teeth. But then the other thing is the chena gidelis. What is gidelis? Sour. The gidelis sour. In other words, that he's making braids. So, what is kecheles? Pinel. In other words, she paints her eyes. It's amazing, it can be a makeup. Kechina pikeses, so that took shot in her eye. Yeshme rabbeisai, imri nisakne sarob in masli to be a guy. So this is the kashi. So then she says the rakis. The answer is no, Rashi doesn't mean koni, because Rashi says biyodel also. There are two ways of using the koni. When you comb your hair, you take the koni. You comb both ways. When the misaki sour, so you put the comb flat on the hair, and then as the comb you blade flat on the hair, so he smooths out the hair. That's the second. That's not Sirekis. And you see, Rashi says, in the Yodel, he's also. The Yeshem Yifoshim, Toho, Kimbotzi Kalpanel, the Shenedlo Madi Mabos, that's Rouge, makeup, Rouge. So, Rabbeza Mechai. So, even though there is a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim in respect to making the pan of Zubazu and in respect to Gidelis and Chalas, but it's two separate childs. In regard to the pan of Zubazu, Yishin of Sarah, Svame, Iskone, so it's a child, whether it's Glachayad or it's not Glachayad. Mashiachi Gidelis certainly is not Glachayad, but according to Chachamim, it doesn't count as a Gidelis anyway. comes from Reza, it constitutes in Locher B, a right that comes to Rabbanon, it's not being in the right. So it's for different reasons. In other words, one could pass me, could hold, like Rav Lezer in connection with Naples upon Hayyuzu, and like the Chachom in connection with Chalas, because there is no logical connection between the two. It's two separate questions. It just happens that Rav Lezer holds Chayot Chatos in the case of Tzeponot Zubizu, that it's not Rachayat, and in the case of Gideles, that it's Binyan. And the Chachomim say, in the case of Tzeponot Zubizu, Bishin of Saris, Von is Kone, so that's Rachayat, and Gideles is not Rachayat, but it's not Binyan in the rights anyway. So it's two separate questions, but the Mishneh discusses them together, but there is no logical connection between the two. Blessed be Chayy the Chulam Chatu, the Chacham Meisu Bishvim. The time you remember the phone, the more of Shemay the Chayy. Omer Rebbe Lozer, the Adameir, Machleik is Biyad, the Machleik is Bitu, Rebbe Lezer, and the Chacham. So, his reference to the case when he does it Biyad, Abba, the Chli Chayy, being the Chacham, the Nam, the Chli is Chayy. So why shouldn't the Chli is Chayy? So Taisa says, Chayye ki Rabbi Yehuda, in the Chayye b'locha shein tzrich ol yud, or yud. So how could there be, so could I talk, that b'chli is potter? The answer really is no, it's not such a thing of a potter. Because Taisa shite is, at that point there is also no. But Taisa shite is all over, Shabbos, Makkos, all over, that if somebody cuts off the hair because there is yagis, because he wants to be well trained, doesn't want to look like a hippie, so then it's a but when one takes a haircut, according to Taisus, it's a melocha, chilitzchil. The Rabban is chil. Rabban says it doesn't make any difference whether he cuts off the hair because he wants to use the hair, because he wants to use it in the shape of or lis yapis. It's still a melocha chilitzchil. The reverse is also chil. So Leila Taisus Aber bechliege behakel chaye, chaye kerab yude, edime chaye, nimocha shnitzchel yufo. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, so bechliege is also potter. Because usually when somebody is doing sari, certainly it's upon a yami, it's an unusual case that somebody should be doing upon it because he wants to use this for night. He wants to use this for night. So sometimes it's the name I use now. In a transplant, if somebody, let's say, has had an operation, has to take off the whole thing, so then they have to put the transplant, and they have to use it per night, you know, in order to put the transplant on it. But that's an unusual situation. So, that's the issue. Oh, how about the Ramban cannot explain that. Then you go around to the Michael Chayyim, Heinrich of Judith, so what kind of leadership is it? So Michael Marshmore, so let's see how it's going to run. Thank you. Ramban. One second. Why? So according to Tosfos, because maybe the Rabbanon hold like Rav Shimon, some melee symbolizes a little bit. That the Rabbanon hold like Rav Yudin, the glory of Zulguf Israel, but Rashi, but that's only Tosfos could explain that, because this is Shitosik, that if somebody is in this sa, and he doesn't do the sa, so then it's Glochshin Zulguf, but the Rabban, the Shita is, that even his Yap is Glochshin Zulguf, so he couldn't say, because they hold like Rav Shimon, because even Rav Shimon do mechayev, so what's falling is there too. So Rashi says, and the Ramban will obviously have to say like Rashi. I thought the Ramban spells it out, but he does. That the machleik is biyat, the roshni from the other, the loyga, who the patra Ramban? Shein derer zize bikar b'cheir, Maui Pain Bichlin, Hamid Patrabaron, then come she gazes, which I have a Sema Behemo, Sema Behemo, Kamashra. Why is Rashi, why doesn't Rashi explain it like this? Because it holds like Hapshime. The answer is because Rashi holds like Ramban. But the Ramban doesn't mention this Pshat, Rashi mentions it. Then Moa says, Biomar Abelos, Machlik is Leatsne, Abel Chabeire, Yigir Hakel, Pshite, Ziponach, Ma, Malik in Rabel Chabeire, Ma, Mechaye, Vodik, Tanik, Ziponach, Vidach, Kifon, Rabonon, Komashno. Now, so what's the Pshat? Why is Rabel Mechaye? The Chachomim Pater, because Slachyat, it's not the easy way to take up hair or to cut off nails with the hand. It's lachayat. So, the pleasure is not in chayek lachayat. The pleasure is not in chayek lachayat. So what's the pshat? Then, in the pleasure is made it that lechabirei is the v'hakot. Why? Because it's lachayat. So why is Latsne is chayim? So the answer is because sometimes a person, if he has a nail that started to break off, so many a person will pull it off, be out, but it's not the regular way. But sometimes people do it. Sometimes if you have, let's say, a nail that already started to break off, and if you have scissors available, so you cut off the scissors, but suppose you don't have scissors, suppose you are on a plane, I mean you are in the way, and it bothers you, so you pull it off your hand. So the nail seems many times a person will pull off a nail, you know, with his hand. So the male is not lachayat, and the Chachomim say it seems it's not the regular way of pulling off nails, though sometimes yes, so it is lach. So Abelazar says that even Rabbi Elazar is only mechayev leatzmei, avol chaveirei divrei hakapana. So we could say, because the reason is why Rabbi Elazar Mechayev, because sometimes this is the derech of people, you know, to cut off a nail without an instrument. But it's not a derech of people to cut off somebody else's nail without an instrument. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Machlek is Latznei. Behold, the Mechayev Rabbi Elazar, Shiyochel Ami Latznei, Lissak Nidoi Kuli. Abu Habir, Yochel Amin, is your day, little Yochel, she gets a ton of nonchalance. So Rashi emphasizes that the reason is why there is a difference between Ratsmi and Habir, because Ratsmi can do a good job. He can do a good job, but Habir couldn't do a good job. So from Rashi it appears that the reason is why a pleasure is in Chayim. Le'atzmei biyodei is not because many times people pull off a nail or even a hair biyodei. No, since the view effect is not the usual way, so the blazer should also be made in Israel. But Rashi apparently says in the blazer, that I mentioned once in the Machlekes and the Neroi in Chogol. I am here on the base. Haiman, Omar Afop, Haiman, you showed a piece of the Ukraine. The Asa Tamre Haifstein, Achas Mishitelich, Achas Mishitelich. In other words, if somebody takes a clod of earth and he throws it on the palm tree, then he knocks off the dates, so it's Haif to Hatoris, one because of Telich and one for the Tamre. And Rav Ashi says he's not chayev for peyish, he's not chayev for peyish. Why not? Because it's klachayat. In der Achtu Yishe Bekach, in der Apretu Bekach. So we pass in life like Habash. So we say, what's the Shabbat talking about? When you're chayim mitzvahs, everybody's needed. It's not a derech to reap dates by throwing a cloud of earth, you know, and it's either you use a knife in reaping of dates from the tree, or with your hand, to throw a cloud of earth and reap of thereby dates, that's not the natural way. So why does the prophet say it's higher? The answer is, I mentioned, the thesis we have so, we learn already. So, this is So there is a cost of Lachas Machshavos. So maybe if it's not run the natural way, it's not Lachas Machshavos. It's a question of washing. So Yehuda, the day we call an Ahusa Chavufa, so that's a Lachas Machshavos. But Agaburuch, the Yitzhak Yazoch, and the Bobby Lushan says, the reason is why the Shabbos, there's a Pituk Lachiyah, because it's not Lachas Machshavos. So maybe a proper holds when it's near to Lachas Machshavos, if it's a result of the unnaturalness of the act, so the thing done is not as good, is not as beautiful. Let's say somebody writes with the left hand. Naturally, the script with the left hand is not half as refined and as nice as the script with the right. So, and Mashiach here in this case, when he takes a cloud of earth and he throws it on the palm branch and it knocks off the dates, so is there any difference in the dates? So when it doesn't affect the nature, the character of the act, of the result, then there is no proof of Klachayat. And Rabashi holds, no, it doesn't make any difference. Even when it doesn't affect the character of the result of the locha of the pule, but if it's done in an unusual way, there is a tool of Klachaya. So Melech, I think Rashi appears that the reason is why Adlezer says, and it's not, it doesn't involve the two of Lachayat, not because many times the average person pulls off a nail or tears out the hair with his hand. His hand doesn't have any seal. No, that wouldn't make it a Shalit Lachayat. But Abreza holds the same thing that the Chapot holds. Same question of rights. So what is it? The Machlek is between, according to Rashi, the Machlek is between Chapot and Chavashi. It's the same Machlek as Abreza and Chapot. So that's something that has to be explained. But it appears from Rashi, even though it's not the usual way, but Le'atzme, if you pull off a nail or a hair, liatzne, so just as good as you do it with an instrument. Machine came, when you do it with a chaberei, so then it's not as good.
Rashi seems to be addressing the action, not so much the quietly oitze from it. In other words, the way Rashi was saying it.
Rashi says,
that means that the action, the pool itself is a good pool.
No, but Rashi says, in Yochel Amin is Yodi, little Yofi.
That's fine.
Little Yofi. In other words,
okay,
it will be sloppy. He'll do a sloppy job.
But if you say, but when he does it himself too, it's also not the right, proper way.
There will be many edges left, you see. Right. when you do it to yourself,
work so it
you
out.
Can work it out, trim it nicely, you know, as if it's done by scissors. But when you do it to somebody else, without scissors, it could be very sloppy. Your face, it's how it's mashed.
Is it possibly the same Rashi that with the Ramban, that when the Ramban holds, that's malacha tzrichel gufo, because even though you don't want the nail itself, that's malacha tzrichel gufo, because it's good.
It makes it nice. Yeah.
Right, so if you're talking, maybe that's what Rashi's saying, if I do it on myself and it comes out good, it's taka tzrichel gufo, because it's a good result, and if I do it on someone
but
else,
Rashi doesn't mention
and I don't have.
Taste discusses tzrichel gufo, but Rashi doesn't mention tzrichel gufo. Alright, now. The king Sarah, Tony Anakum Lake Yazuk Haye. Anakum Lake Yazuk Haye. The Hamam Lake Yazuk. Omarabu de Stein. To say it, to say on. Vatanyu Kochstein. In regard to the lab of the Simu Kocho, only Stein. But Mashma, Ligabi Shabbos, doesn't have to be Stein. Eime Vechen Kocho Stein, but Shabbos also Stein. Tanya Roche, Hanete Yomelei Piazuk, Shabbos Chaye, Vichamu Melei Piazuk Stein, Rablezer in Rachas, Umeim Chachom Rablezer, Mumlaket Libonit, Dich Sheres, שהבלחס חייב וידוב עושה הבחי לא עושה משום שנאמר לי יובש גבר עשים ועשים שום so now we're sitting the chayv because it's a tachshit of notion of course as far as this is concerned let's say that depends that might change because the Yisar of the Yubash although the Shem said Also, the Shemim said that the Gemara says in Abizore that if a man looks in the mirror, so he is able to yobash. But in Kenes, I think it's mentioned in Yerushalmi said that in Kenes was the derech of men also to look in the mirror, and the Shemim mentioned it. So then it's mutar for a man to look in the mirror. It's mutar for a man to look in the mirror. So as far as Yisrael of Yubash, that varies from place to place according to the conventions of the people. Some male, let's say, the lucky Libonis, with Hanitos, or he says, because I'm a chilosam, Mishim Shenema, with Yubash, give us similar session. So that means if somebody, but today, if the derech of men is also to tear out the gray hair or to dye their gray hair, so then there is no Yisrael. There is no Yisrael for you, but there are many tubers that today, you know, there are certain people who can't get a job if they don't dye their hair. You know. Some people, when they are 40, they already have gray hair. They can't find a job. So I think the nature was matter then to dye the hair in order to get a job. Because today is the derech of men also to dye the hair. It's not an exclusive practice of women.
That's determined by the Goyim as well, then.
Of course, that depends according to. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elozar Meir, Zipeirin Shepirin Shrubo, Vitzitzin Shepirin Shrubo Biyad Muter, Bichli Chayev. בכלי חייב חטוס, מי כמידד, בכלי חייב חטוס, יד מותר לך תחילה, because what's the difference between כלי and יד? כלי is natural way of doing it, and יד, it's like a יד. But anything that there is a חיוב חטוס, when you do it, the natural way, so you do it like a יד, it's for a פרס או שם רבות. אורי כל, פירש רובון ביד מותר, יחלי פוטר אבל לא עושה, לא יפרש רובון ביד פוטר אבל לא עושה, יחלי חייב חטוס. אומר רב יהודה, לא חייק רב שמין לא זו, אומר הרחון רב יחנן, Shapir should grab him. I will meet Zaris, they say. So he had a very important halach here. A very relevant halach. In other words, here meet Zaris, he doesn't mean real pain. Here meet Zaris, he had nail, you know. The spear said, who pay him? It bothers you. He has sense of it. It's pain. It's not pain. It bothers you. Can't stand it. So, there he, his spear, was mostly detached. But the little bit is still attached. So if it bothers you, you are allowed to pull it off completely. Why? Because suppose you take a scissor and cut off a nails that were piercing, there won't be melacha d'ais. There won't be melacha d'ais if it's pierced open, so then there is no misa d'ais in the cases. And in addition, he does it klachayat. So klachayat mishmus bimokim shim tzalam is mita. Even if it's not tzalam, it's just, he feels irritated by it. So klachayat mishmus bimokim shim tzalam is mita. Look at that. Not Rashi. Pshite, the portant shel asim bezug mir ish an israel khaye bi shabes rabon bi khlil rab za bi ya bi ze u shurei vatanye bei preise bi sim kor she ze otel bi sim kor steiner bi kor au bi zu klap bi sai nu tanye na mor ke bi am stein at leze in me ba khas u khaye bi am bi zu khas khaye bi ba khas u mat bi chu in ki zokei שים נעשי שווי דרך אנושה מהקביל על כך ומסנאייז ציצים כמריצויז דאקי ספיר ססמירת פסות הספירן שפיר שרובום קרימים מנותי מי כמי יקים בפריחי פחתות ביד וגשמוס זהיר אותו בוי כלפי מי רוצה הספירן יצחו לפי דאקי מצער לצרי וכן הגדלס, גדלס, כחלס את הכסס, משומיים החי וקורם תרבלת. אומר רבו ונאמר בי, סיבר הבחנימה, גדלס משומי רגס, כחלס משום פי ספס, פי כסס משום טבע, so גדלס, we make plates, so that's like, it bears a great similarity with weaving classes. In other words, when we weave, so there's chasse and narek, you know, and you intertwine horizontally one on top of the other, you know, one thread on top of the other thread, horizontally and vertically, and you make braids, you do the same thing. So it bears a similarity to the weaving process. Chichales, in other words, when you paint your eyes, so you put on the eyebrows, like a curve, so it's like a curve, a line, so it's like case. Pekeses, whether Pekeses means misakni saro, or it means rush, so according to both shotim, it bears a resemblance to tvir, and you stretch out, and you spin, so you stretch out, so here too. Now, I think that Rashi said that Mishim Kisebe Shem B'nicho Makhil Sovi Vayim Oda Melachum Es Duroiz Tove Shem Sakne Saro Bin Es Bezeo Ubi Shedder Ubi Shdase Nisho Nichab Rosh Hashemi Isi Nisi Botzik So he has to stretch out of that makeup piece So he Botzik Kimin Chut I don't know whether the Bush today is also today they don't use butting, they use something else for whom, you know. Alright. אלא אומר, שאומר אבו, אמר רבונן כאן ברבוי, וכי דרך הזיה ביקר, וכי דרך ציה ביקר, וכי דרך ציה ביקר, אלא אומר רבוי לא ידעים מפורש על מנה לרבי גייס ולחנינה, כי חלס נשם צבאס, כי חלס ישחייה, not because of כסבס, it's not a ציה, but it's painting ממש, וידלס פיקסס נשם בין. So make brains or cases, food, or whatever. So, there being the car, a Pindori Shrapshin and Brunas, but even a Shemel King as a tailor, the Lame Chetilo Akadish Bohu, Le Habo, the Vio in Salodo, Shahin Krati Ayam, Kirin Kalos of Nisa. So, Kihalas is higher than the Chitibets. Dallas and Picasso is Mission Bay. Now, and the Rabbanim say that Chichales is only Shmuz. Why isn't it? If you have to see Mamish Sevea. So the Rambam says, the Rambam passes the Rabbanim. All the Rishayim pass from like the Rabbanim. The Chichales, the Dallas, Chichales, Picasso is only Shmuz. The Rach passes like the Rabbanim. The Rach passes like the Rabbanim. Now, so the Rambam passes like the Rabbanon. So the Rambam himself asks the question, why is the Chayv HaChatos? Because the reason why he's a Raisa Tzir, it doesn't last, it's not in the sky. It's not in the sky. And the Rabbi Lazer is the Chayv HaChatos, even though it's not in the sky. So there's the reason. Pidaras Pekeses, so the Chacham say Yom Yishvus. Why? Because, but Beineh, because the Rabbanon holds. So what's the pshat? The Rabbanon holds that there is no being in the Guf Odom, but that is Rav Shimon Nasi's droshim. Ayyidun and Shem Olyim is Atzeirom Olamim Shikilak Olivov Olichavo Bivir Yitzhodom. And Mappis Mool say, so Tulishinis and Rashim Subes, one Loshin Rashi is in Shemakul Patish. The Rambam passed on Shemakul Patish. But Rashi says, one Loshin, and Kapes is here, Matsiya, that we just learned, it's Mashma. We should be in Shemakul Patish. So, and that's a little bit of Kula only. So, obviously, the Rabbanim also made it that there is Binyan in another, in all time. Because of that, the Rosh Hashanah, even Hashem, the King is a tzeilah. But, upon the whole, there is binyan b'odom. But, Chicheles, I mean, Gidolas Pekeseses is not a real binyan. But Mappis Moor say, where it's in Pesach, an inlet and an outlet, so that's a binyan. But again, it's a, not Chayach to say Pesach in a living being. Because of the Drosha, Shimanasye, that there is such a binyan in the Balchai too, but it has to be analogous to something that is a binyan in a structure. A Pesach is a binyan in a structure. So a Pesach in a living organism is also a binyan. Mashenki, Midalas Pekeses. Do you find such a binyan in inanimate things? He says, no. So maybe it couldn't be considered a binyan in the Balchai either. But the general aloha that there is binyan in Balchai that everybody is made. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Elozar Reine, Gidolas Kechavos and Kesis Latmuk Tuo, Lechabeyat Hachayeves. וכן, הוי רב שמעון בן אלעזר אינה משום רב אלעזר, איש על איתה ושחק על פניו, מפני שציווה לעצמו פטורו, צורה שהגן שזה יהיה. ואי לעצמו פטורו, שנחילו לבני סיופי. נחילו לבני סיופי. וידר הבניין על איש על לחבתו, שרעיה בעיזה. שרעיה בעיזה. So in other words, here is just the reverse than what it is in Tzponai. in Zipanayim, so Reb Lezer is Mechayev, so he's only Mechayev Le'atzmo, Shubhazu. And Rashi explained, because can do a good job, the Chavata. But here, there is a reverse. So that Gilichavata can do a good job. Because you have to see, you see. Because Gilichavata Pekeses, here you can't see it. But suppose he looks in the mirror, but apparently there is you can do a good job, Le'atzmo, even if you look in the mirror, you can do it to your own hair, you can to somebody else's hair, so you can turn around and everything, so you can do a much better job than to your own hair. Just the reverse. Is there a Gemara in there?
No.
It's not necessary. Now from this Gemara it appears that a Pshat in the Pasuk by even Arishem HaRikim is a Tzeirah, by even is to be understood in the sense of built, because we learn out from that that there is being Balachai. But from the Gemara Nidah is Mashma, it appears that it's not to be understood in the sense of building, but in the sense of understanding. Yes. The seventh big line. There are small lines and a big line. So the seventh big line, that's the main thing. So, the Gemara says, now Rebbe says, that's halacha, it's halacha that everybody knows, that the girl becomes a dele at 12, and a boy becomes a godel at 30. So a boy, before he's 13, he gives some money, he doesn't become a god. But a girl, if she produces some money at the age of 12, she becomes a wife and so on. So he says, Omar, the Rebbe says that Allah. Omar, a priest, at my time in the Rebbe. The Chesid, I even had a Shem of the King, a Satsilo, the Lamu, Chenosnak, the Kibor, Bino, Yisero, Bisho, Yisam, Bish. Because a woman has superior intelligence. That should be mentioned to all the modern people who complain that the halacha has and considers the woman inferior in the country. Here the Gemara says, and that's not just a psychological principle. It's the basis of the halacha of godless. I mean, the halacha of godless, everybody knows. A girl becomes bas mitzvah 12. A boy becomes bar mitzvah 13. The reason is because Bino Yisera was not going to go to Bisho Yisam Bisho. The Rebbeinu Shel endowed the woman with superior wisdom. So how do you know? By even Adishem of the King is a tale. So it appears from this Gemara that by even is not to be understood in the sense of God built the woman out of the rib of Adam, but God endowed the rib of Adam with superior intelligence, and there, and the Chava was formed out of that rib, which was endowed with the potential of superior intelligence. So what is Vayiven? Vayiven in the sense of understanding, Pino Yisayos. So Tzikashi, so it seems there is here. Here the Gemara says, Kim Dosh, Hashem Minasye, Vayiven, Hashem Elokim Satzil, and Lamisha. That there is Binyan, Yibal Achai. In other words, Binyan, the Bin Yisrael means, not understanding, means building. So, from Rav Shimon Nasi's memory, it appears that Vayiven is to be understood in the sense of building. He built. But from Rav Chizkiya's memory, it appears that Vayiven is to be understood in the sense of wisdom, of understanding. How is it? So there is no steer. It means both. It means both. In other words, because there is an analogy between the process of reasoning and the process of building. How do you build? How do you build? You put one row of stones, row of bricks on top of it. And then you have to, in order to attach one brick to the other, you have to put teeth, you know, to attach it, and then you put another row. That's the reasoning process. The reasoning process. So you have to put one thought, one idea, one fact to another, and then draw conclusions. You have to build the whole vineyard. So, in other words, so Vayiven Hashem Elokim Satzilo has both means. When it means Vayiven Hashem Elokim Satzilo, God built the Chava out of Adam's rib, and it also means God endowed Adam's rib with superior intelligence, with superiorism, because there is an analogy between the process of building and the process of reasoning. Alright. Tana Rabon, Achele Zam Chabe Zam Gabe Kikreger. המחבי והמרבי והורי דחל יסבש שוגג בשבס חייב חטוס היזי ביונטת ליקה אחרויים דיבר רב לזה וחכום ממנו עם איך זה ואיך זה שרשי אקספלינס איך זה ואיך זה means איך עוד שבס ואיך עוד יום so is the only any element of this now what is מחבי so מחבי חלב means milking the cow. So then there are several sheets of Hashem we discussed in Gorgot. So from this Gemara, so the Gemara says, Hamechabi v'merabi tzvarid chalis v'asho v'kshabis chay v'chatos hizi v'yonte leike aboy. So then Rav Lezer says that he is higher chatos, and then the Gemara says, "Oh, but that is Gemara further anyway." Doshim building so far, but what is mechabit? So chilif chay. Gemara says chilif chay mishum dosh. So Rashi says Gemara says chilif chay mishum defari. Gemara doesn't say mishum dosh. Rashi says that Nifarik is totally Dosh. But Rabbi Tam Kogodl says, Nifarik is not Dosh, it's Mimach. And then the question is, how can it be Mishum Dosh, Mishum Dish, Shalom Yilakaake? So one talent is that it calls it from Yudeh, who says, Yish Dish, Shalom Yilakaake. And one talent that we change is that the Balchai, Ibrahim, is also Yilakaake. Because Gulikarke sometimes means attached to the car, but sometimes Gulikarke means sustained by the car. And since Ibehimi is sustained by the vegetables, the grown from earth. So melee also has a dinner to recover. Also the recover. Alright. Now, what is Mechabe? Mechabe. So two pshat in Rashi. One pshat is Hamani the hollow potato. When you make cheese, so you curd. So that is Mechabe. The linire Mechabe is a kinkli gemi. Binesina kofu pisechei. Making layers in Esau. In other words, the making of way, you know, the way. So according to one pshat, mechabit means the making of cheese. And Rashi's pshat is not the making of cheese, but the making of way. Now, according to the first pshat, means the making of cheese. How can we say that? But the Braisa mentions megabin separately, and megabin means making cheese. Hamechabei hachili vehamechabeitz vehamigabein. Hamigabein, so it's hainach. So how can the first Russian say that man is taller than you? But the answer is there is more than one stage in the cheese making process. So the initial stage, the first stage in the cheese making process consists in putting milk in rennet, in the lining of the animal stomachs. That's the first stage in the cheese making process. But then it stays there for some time, and then it starts curdling. In other words, so the milk becomes hard into small pieces of cheese. But then the next stage, the final stage, consists in pressing the particles, the curdled particles of cheese into one gush, into one body. You see an energy cheese, swish cheese, it's one body. Let's say cottage cheese, we just have little pieces. Cottage cheese is also curdled. So cottage cheese was subjected to the first stage in the cheese making process, but not to the last stage in cheese making. Hard cheeses are subjected to the pressing process. You take the curdled pieces and you press them together into one body. So according to the first Lashon Rashi, Mechabit is reference to the first stage in the cheese making process. In the curdling, in other words, the pudding of the milk, the lining of the animal stomachs, and the rennet. But Megabin is reference to the final stage in the cheese making process. Now, why does Rashi reject the first Rashi? What's wrong with the first Rashi? And Rashi prefers that Mechabit means the making of whey, not the curdling of cheese. Why does he reject the first Rashi? I mentioned the Machlekes, I mean the children of Chaim Ezer, the Asogia, and a piece of fierce frying, and Rav Chaim Ezer mentions the machlokes between the Mogabon and the Abrahazer. The Mogabon is the Simen in the range in days. So Mogabon says that if somebody mills, grinds wheat with the Chaim Shamayim and watermill, that's like the modern machines, modern machines. So it's only a miserable because it's gone, because you put in the grain. And then, much then, it starts evolving, and after a number of hours, so the grain is gone. So it's gone, it's like kofte in a place where Seif Hamalobi, so it's not high mission based, it's only common mission. That's what the Mogamo. The Mogamo, I think, is a simulation based. That's amazing.